Phone on the road, and we're visiting on Mayfield Highway here in Benton, Kentucky with Ms. Bessie Roberts. All of you know Bessie, and you remember her late husband Floyd, and you know some of her children, I'm sure, maybe all of them. But most of us have never really had a chance just to sit down and talk with Ms. Bessie about the trips she's made and her ancestry and some of the things her ancestors did in the Civil War and many other items. It's thanks for letting me come.
Yeah.
You were born in Marshall County?
Marshall County, on the old Murray Highway.
Now, let's see. Your father was whom?
Herman Stratton.
A Stratton. And your mother was?
Emma Darnell.
A Darnell. Well, we got to get the Darnells in Marshall County some way. They seem like they're in everything.
Well,
aren't they?
There's a lot of them, and they're all related.
Yeah. Well, could you tell us a little more about your background and ancestry there for these genealogy people? You know, did you know any of your grandparents?
Yes. Uncle Jess and Aunt Suzanne was on the Darnell side.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know my granddaddy Stratton, but I knew my grandmother. She was Aunt Ten. Everybody called her Aunt Ten. Her name was Tennessee, but everybody called her Aunt Ten.
You know, we've commented on this program from time to time about people that named girls, especially after states. Some were named Kentucky,
well,
and some Tennessee, and we found one named Arizona, and
mm-hmm.
so on. That wasn't uncommon in those days, was it?
No.
Well, I understand that you have some interesting stories about some of your ancestors in the Civil War. Could you tell us anything?
Well, my great-grandmother and grandmother lived during the Civil War. And they lived on the Thimsoni Road in a big old house catty-cornered across from where the Castleberry Grocery used to stand. And the soldiers would come by, and the soldiers would stop by, and they had she cooked on the fire at that time, and they'd come in and they'd eat the food, and they'd steal their horses, and she had to hide her quilts in a big box in the garden, dig a hole and hide them to keep them from stealing the quilts.
You know, life was pretty rough in those days.
It sure was. They'd take their horses and they was
left them with no way to make a crop.
Uh-huh. They was afraid of them, I guess.
Well, of course they were, with an armed group of men coming in and rifles over their shoulders or maybe pointed at you and ask if they could eat supper. You gonna say yes?
They didn't ask them. They just come in and ate it.
Yeah, okay. Well, those are very, very interesting stories, and I know you've heard your ancestors, your grandmothers, your grandfathers talk about
this. I always enjoyed her telling them. I'd say, tell me more. And my grandmother lived in Benton, and the house still stands, and Miss McCready lives in that house now down the north end where my grandmother, Tennessee, used to live. She lived to be 92.
Well, were you born in Benton?
No, in Marshall County, out on the old Murray Highway, 2 miles south of Church Grove School. That's where I went to school.
So you went to Church Grove?
I went to Old Darnell first.
Old Darnell School.
Yeah, walked. It was over 2 miles. Walked through the mud and climbed fences, and then we went to Church Grove. That's where I got my diploma.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Yeah, Old Darnell. I had Will Edwards, Nell Cope, and Ada Darnell. And then at Church Grove, I had Ambers Thompson and Nola Thompson, Dalton Cross, Frank Beasley, and Hilda Aaron. And I might have had more, but I don't remember any more of them right now.
I think I remember about all those people. I certainly remember Mr. Dalton Cross.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him trudge every day over to visit his wife at the hospital.
Yeah.
She was over there for,
mm-hmm.
I guess, long-term care when my dad was over there. And he'd come every day to see about her. And he, of course, a real old man then. But he could still walk, and he walked very faithfully, I remember, to see his beloved wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you like most about school? Do you like reading, writing, geography?
I liked about all of it. I liked geography, and I'd go out on the grounds and draw a big map of Kentucky when we was studying Kentucky, and I'd put the coal and things and mark where everything was grown in the state, and we'd have the lesson out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know why I guess that you might love geography?
I did.
Because you've traveled a lot.
I like geography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, where did you meet Floyd?
Well,
Was he from Marshall County?
Yeah, I just met him around some of the girlfriends I'd visit. We'd maybe all have a get-together, and I met him. Went with him about 2 years.
So it wasn't, you didn't just marry the next day?
No. When we got married, he rented a little speedboat, and we got in it at the foot of Broadway, and Debris.
Now that's Paducah.
Yeah, Debris Phillips and Jim Woodall Bryan was with us, and he got out on the radiator of that speedboat and straddled it in his heels in the water and rowed it up to Metropolis where we got married.
Kind of showing off a little
showing
bit.
Showing off, uh-huh.
You know, men will do that every time if a girl will watch him.
He was good at it,
uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. And where did you, as you grew up, what, was your dad a farmer?
Yes, he is a farmer.
So you have...
I helped him. He had farmland down on the Clarks River. We'd go through Glade, and I'd go with him and help him. I like to work out better than in the house.
You've suckered tobacco?
Yeah, all of that. Name it, and I've done it. Butchered, cleared fence rows, and everything else. During the building of the dam, we rented houses. We had 16 at one time, and I kept all of them in order. When one would move out, I'd get it in order for the next one.
Now, where did you and Floyd start living? Was it Paducah or Benton?
No, out on the Mayfield Highway, about 4 miles out from Benton.
Uh-huh. You were out sort of in the neighborhood of Harvey, like?
Well, back just this side of Harvey.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Between New Bethel and Pleasant Grove.
Did Floyd run a store then?
Not then, but he started one later. Started up on the east side of the Court Square in a little building with a dirt floor, started a feed store. And then later moved over on the west side of the square.
About what year was that? Do you have any rough idea?
Well, it was in the early 30s.
Uh-huh.
When he started, because we was there during the 37 flood and had the grocery, and mm-hmm. he butchered lots of hogs and chickens, and we took them to the Red Cross in Paducah. And long about sometime in there, they had a thought of the Bank of Marshall County closing, and Mr. Trevathan whispered in his ear about it, and so he come in one night with what he had on checking in a little cloth sack, and I was sick on the bed, and he brought it and said, "Here, I want to put this under your pillow." And I said, "Yeah, you don't care if they rob me." And he laughed, of course. Everything was funny, you know.
Yeah.
And
so you were, those were shaky times, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it is.
Many of the banks went out of business and never did reopen.
They closed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of farmland, done farming and a lot of trading. You'd buy anything anybody wanted to sell, from a pig to a boat.
Well, Floyd did extremely well, and a lot of that, did he sort of originate the ham business around?
Well, he cured a lot of hams himself, and about 100 every year, and he'd sell them and ship them to different places. And tourists found it out, and they'd all come by and buy hams in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And he traded in cars, went up to Detroit and pulled them in. I'd go with him, and the law got after him, so he quit. I mean, he got after some of them, not him, but then he quit that. He had 3 brothers older than him, and he'd buy property on the lake that he never did see and sell it and never see it.
Just as long as he could make a few dollars.
I guess so. Yeah. We had the old Benton Hotel for 2 years, and I run that.
Oh, you ran the hotel.
I had 20-something boarders, and then on Sunday I'd feed nearly everybody in town, and a Sunday dinner was 75 cents. Sit down to a big long table and eat anything and everything you wanted.
Family style.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I remember a Miss Hale over at Smithland that had a place like that one time.
Yeah, I've eat over there.
Yeah. And, of course, I never was around Benton a great deal when I was growing up, and I don't remember your hotel, but wasn't that hard work? Did you?
Well, I had a lot of help. I went down, Mississippi or somewhere and got my colored help. I had a couple of cooks, and then I had people to help clean the building. But I saved up, done all right with it. And then we moved out here, and Floyd passed away in 59, and then in 70 I started traveled from 70 to 80, around the world, in every state, and Canada, Alaska, and Old Mexico, and most of the foreign countries.
Well, you've been a real world traveler then.
Well,
tell us about some of those trips. Have you ever been to Alaska?
Oh yeah, we went over Alaska, flew up across the Arctic Circle, and Eskimos met us at the plane in their parkas.
Do they give you when you cross the Arctic Circle? Don't they make kind of a ceremony out of that?
Well, he sort of made a little. We got a little certificate. I've got mine framed. And the Eskimos met us at the plane. We flew up to Kotzebue, and they had one little tree about 3 feet tall, and it was fenced with a white fence. And they said, a big sign there says Kotzebue Forest, and it is perma ice. You dig down 18 inches, it's solid ice. Mm-hmm. And all they had up there was fish. Everything else was flown in. Mm-hmm. And it didn't get dark up there. We had to draw the curtains or you couldn't have slept. They called it the midnight sun.
Land of the
never
midnight
did get,
sun.
Never did get dark.
The sun would go down and get low on the horizon, then start back up again.
And then we'd come back through Anchorage and saw where the earthquake had, the streets would dip. There'd be a...
That is that famous Easter Sunday earthquake.
8 or 10 feet dip in the streets. It'd be just like going downhill where the bad earthquake was.
Well, now, let's see. From there, did you go to Hawaii? Or,
oh, I've been in Hawaii 2 or 3 times. That is great. We stayed there one time a week, went to all 4 islands, and had good ripe pineapples to eat this. We'd go out the field where they'd picked them, and they said any on the ground we could have, and they was the good kind. They was dead right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Oahu is the most populous island where Honolulu is, but the big island in land area is named Hawaii, isn't it?
Yeah, but Kauai and we went to all 4 of the islands.
Mm-hmm.
Flew from one to the other.
Uh-huh.
In smaller planes.
Now, did you see any big sugar plantations?
Well, we saw pineapple fields and coconut groves and I don't remember about the sugar plantation, but we saw where the fruit's growing, orange groves and everything in Honolulu.
There's a lot of sugar, cane sugar, in Hawaii, and I thought maybe it made you think of making molasses back in Marshall County.
No, we didn't see that.
Uh-huh.
We went to saw the programs out on the water, and then in town we saw Don Ho, that one program I saw, one of the movie stars, and I went up to speak to him, and I forget his name right off.
Well, there's so many movie stars, we won't worry about all of that. Now, I understand that you crossed the international date line and went into, let's say, New Zealand.
Yeah, went to Australia and New Zealand both. Australia is a larger island, but there's lots to see in both places. Big pastures.
Were there any sheep?
2,000 in herds, 2,000 head, and we had to stop the bus one day for them to take them across the highway.
Now, I see you've got some pictures here. That's a good-looking Maori girl, isn't it?
Yeah, they put on the programs. The Maoris put on programs for us in New Zealand. And then in New Zealand, we saw the boiling mud puddles and went in factories where there's a making different things. They carried us through them and saw cemeteries where they buried people by churches and lots to see.
Now, I suppose you were on the eastern side of Australia, where the big cities were, like Sydney.
Yeah, we went to Sydney. We was in Sydney. Yeah.
You didn't happen to go way over in the west to Perth, I don't suppose.
I don't remember that. I don't remember going over there.
Now, we had a girl that stayed with us here in Marshall County and went to school, Marshall County High School, named Kate Lewis one time, who was from Perth. But that's all the way across the country. That's sort of like being in San Francisco and the rest of us being in New York or up and down the eastern seaboard. Well, you know, when we started this program, I had no idea that you were such a world traveler.
Well,
tell us about
been in all the states, and every state, old Mexico and all around.
Did you go anywhere up in South America, maybe?
Well, we landed in Caracas when that was on the Caribbean cruise. We landed in Caracas.
Do you like a cruise ship?
I liked one. I didn't want another one. The water was rough and it nearly rolled you off your bed in the night. But they had good food and we had our group ate at the same tables all the time and the same boys waited on us. And it was wonderful. They had served the best of foods. And then they had programs every night, and music, and anybody wanted to dance could dance. And it was nice. Them big ships are just like being in a big hotel. And my roommate was seasick. She laid in bed the first day all day. It didn't bother me.
Good. These Marshall County people are used to the ocean.
Well, when we went to Alaska, we flew to Seattle and got on a big steamer. And we was on that steamer a couple of nights, and that was nice.
Well, I've heard that the harbor at Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, is beautiful, that the sandy beach is
It's beautiful. It circles around the town, and it's just beautiful. That water's blue, and they have outdoor eating places, umbrellas, and you just sit out there and see that water. It's beautiful.
Well, that's great. Now, what about Europe? Did you see anything in Europe anytime?
Well, I saw the Taj Mahal. That's one of the most famous things.
Oh, you went into India
all over India. We was all over India, all over Africa. And we saw the Taj and the different things of importance.
You know, that man must have loved his wife.
I guess so.
He built that.
He spent $35,000. It took 35 years to build it, and 35,000 men worked on it. It's made out of white marble, and it's beautiful. And out front, they had big long bodies of water where it would reflect in the water. And that was half of it. That was as pretty as the building itself. And then we saw it in the afternoon, and then we went back and saw it by moonlight. And it was beautiful then.
Well, that makes me think of Lowell Thomas and some of the great world travelers. Most of them always said that the prettiest spot they ever saw was the Taj Mahal.
Well, it's the prettiest thing I've ever seen. And then when we was in Alaska, we went to the top of Mount McKinley. That's the highest peak in the world. And then when I was in Africa, we saw the Victoria Falls. That's the largest falls in the world. A few of the most important things I've seen.
Well, they say that's so much taller than Niagara that it makes Niagara look like nothing. Although
when we was in Africa, see, they have a big pile of wood, and they burn the dead. And we passed and stopped. The people was all dressed up, crying, you know, and there's burning bodies in that big pile of wood. Mm-hmm. And then we went on down by some river, and across the river they had different size things out of stone where they burnt bodies, a big one and a medium and a small, and they burnt different bodies in there. And when they'd burn them, they put all the ashes in that river, and they call that river the Death River, and it was gray, the color of ashes.
Mm.
Now, that wasn't funny to see.
No, I wouldn't think so.
We saw
did they put, say, the babies in the small one?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then they had a medium.
Yeah.
And then on another place, they had huts built out of straw, and the men would have their wife number one in the big hut, wife number two in the medium, and the wife number three in the little one.
Yeah, well, I'd hate to have been wife number three.
Well, oh gosh.
But I guess in some of the religions that they have, they're allowed four wives, I think.
Well, we went in a lot of these churches, and they didn't have seats. They just had carpet on the floor. And when they went in to worship, they either kneeled down or sat down. They didn't have seats to sit in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's big, big places.
Yeah. Well, you have certainly seen a little bit of everything.
Seen a little bit of the world.
Uh-huh.
But I quit in 80, and I wouldn't want to be traveling now because it's not as safe now.
There are too many hijacking
the planes. And
even the ships now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never dreamed
back
of them.
Back then, you didn't think of such a thing. You never thought of a hijacking a plane between 70 and 80.
And
you didn't,
certainly not a cruise ship. I don't think anybody ever thought of that. Well, let's get back to some of the things that you and Floyd did. And you said something a while ago about that you butchered. Did you actually help do that?
I helped butcher. I have dressed the whole beef, sawed it down, took off the brains and the tongue and quartered it and everything.
Mm-hmm. And well, where in the world did you learn to do that?
Well, I watched him.
Uh-huh.
I can do better. Yeah, I guess so.
One of the famous songs we had. Well, I don't want to forget your children. Did you have any children?
I had four girls. And Peggy lived to be 41. And Emmeline's oldest. She lives here by me. And Patsy lives in Murray. And Norm Ruth in Paducah. And four
mm-hmm.
girls.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of them married a fellow who's a very close friend of mine, Ben Humphreys.
Well, he's in Murray. He teaches in the college.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the professors.
Yeah. Well, Ben and I are longtime friends. Did you bring him to Marshall County and break him in right? Did you show him how to cut up a beef?
Or? No, I didn't do that. See, when they married, they lived in Missouri a while, and he worked in
He ran a grain company.
Yeah,
didn't he
taught, I think, a year or two, and then he worked at a big granary, and Patsy taught school over there 5 years in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 1,700 students in the school where she taught home ec.
Now, we can't let a lady get away without asking her if she has any grandchildren.
I have seven. I believe it's seven. I've lost one. And one great-grandchild, 6-year-old great-grandchild.
Is that one of Ben's daughters?
Uh-huh, Ben's grandchild.
Uh-huh. Now, that would have been Linda, who went up to Madisonville.
Yeah, she's teaching school up there, and her husband works for a big trucking company. He's over all the computers.
Uh-huh. Arnold Ligon, perhaps?
Well, it's Ligon, and they sold into another big trucking. Two trucking companies mm-hmm. together.
Ben had three daughters, I believe.
Yeah, Linda and Becky
now,
and Norm.
You had a couple of grandsons from...
Emmeline had two boys, Jack and Larry.
Telly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the Tellys. She lost her husband 16 years ago. And she raised the boys. And one's a stockbroker and one's in law school.
Mm-hmm.
Norma Ruth had three children. She lost one daughter. And one of the other daughter's working with horses in Florida. And she goes up north in the summer and winters in Florida. and the boys in Paducah.
Now, let's see, was her husband a dentist?
Yeah, he was a dentist.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very good. Now, in the few minutes time we have left, and I think we got maybe about four more minutes, perhaps you could tell us something about how Benton was when you were young. You were, say you started in business about 1930, early
30s. Well, it was in the very early 30s when he started the little feed store over there. But it's changed a lot. You know, there was a theater over there, and then there's an old Benton Hotel where the National Store is.
Just where was the hotel that you ran?
It's where the... loan company is right there.
Yeah.
And there was a... Floyd had the filling station a while on the corner where the...
Is that over about the City Hall?
Yeah. Yeah. He had it there on the corner. And the hotel is where that loan company is.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I run that 2 year.
Along in those years, were they building Kentucky dams?
Yeah, I had the hotel when they was building the dam, and I had the
So that gives
boarders,
you a lot of customers.
Iron workers from different states down south, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee. I had lots of boarders. And then's when we was renting houses to people when they'd move in here to work on the dam.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's a lot of going on then, but it's changed quite a bit since then. Subdivisions out around town and lots of nice things and highways, the four lanes and bypasses and all that now that we didn't have back then.
Well, do you think of anything that was especially funny in your life or some interesting?
Well, one thing, my cousin used to visit me every summer from Little Rock, and we'd play, and one day we had a veal calf, and I tied a number two wash tub to that calf's tail. I thought that'd be funny for it to kick that tub. And it run all over the neighborhood kicking that tub, but it wasn't funny before it was over when my daddy got a hold of me. It wasn't too funny. I didn't do that anymore.
No, you learn quickly.
I guess that's about the meanest thing I ever done.
Well, you had a streak of fun,
I had
you?
A streak of meanness in me.
Well.
And still have.
Well, Miss Bessie Roberts, I sure thank you.
Well, I thank you for
getting up this
out
early and letting us talk a
I
little bit.
I don't know if my talk will be worth putting on the air.
Oh, I think it will. I think it will. This is Ray Mofield with the Oral History Microphone, and we return you now to our studio.